It's a marvelous ballad. And Ralph is, he brought three horns with him tonight. Sometimes musicians do that and they only play one, but he's played all three already.
He's... Do you realize that means a raisin pay, get paid for doubling?
Oh, yeah. So we're going to give him a slight rest before he goes back to picking out which horn he's going to play. And we're going to do something. This is the one thing that had been new as far as introducing Ellington tunes to the band. At least it was new for Tom. I don't know if it was new for Marshall. But Jimmy Blanton was such a new voice on the bass. Ellington featured him prominently, even on the big band recordings. He was recorded, I think he probably undoubtedly had his own mic, and he was prominently recorded. He was given solo space on many of the big band arrangements. But in addition to that, in October of 1940, just he and Ellington went into a studio and recorded four tunes. Two of them were standards, Body and Soul and Solitude, I think, and then a blues called Mr. J.B. Blues, and then a very lighthearted, almost cute piece. But imagine if you were a bassist in 1940 and you heard this new young man who was playing the bass, the double bass, as a melody instrument. He was co-equal with other soloists in the band. He was carrying an equal weight. He wasn't just thump, thump, thumping.